Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is a sign that my wall needs to be painted. The Yankees are going to Milwaukee. They're already there. They're in Milwaukee. And today's pregame show, as always, brought to you by SeatGeek. You can use code SeatGeek for $20 off your first order. Really easy to use. Jake is able to use it. I'm able to use it. You got the green bubbles signifying a good deal. Red bubbles signifying that you should probably look for a better deal. They're like numerically graded too. So pretty easy. If you're in Milwaukee, you can go to a Yankee game, but they do concerts, other sports. Football's going now. So you can go to a game, concert, play, whatever. I like going to a play. They're fun. The Yankees, today, they're running out, I believe, the exact same lineup they did in the finale in Boston. Let me pull that up, see if it's the same. That would have been Wednesday night. They're coming off the off day. They've won 8 of 10. It's all good times. Tonight's lineup, Aaron Judge is in center field. He will lead off. Giancarlo Stanton bats second. He's the DH. Gleyber Torres bats third at second base. Josh Donaldson is the third baseman. Oswaldo Cabrera has been in right field, and he stays in right field tonight. IKF bats sixth, playing shortstop. Marwin Gonzalez bats seventh, playing first base. Jose Trevino catches. He's batting eighth. And Aaron Hicks rounds out the defense in left field behind Frankie Montas, who, you know, could use a good start. He was... Let's look at the last one. And it does look like it is the same lineup as the Boston finale, which was similar to the lineup they have been doing. So it's been a very consistent lineup of late. Literally just Higgy for Trevino in the last one, and Hicks subbing for Andujar. Frankie Montas last time out. What did he do? Oh, I went to splits, not game logs. That's so dumb. Big dumb day. 5.24 earned. Oh, but so this is first start since Hicks dropped the balls in left field. So that's unfortunate for him. Yeah, two off days. It's been a full week. Got some extra rest. He went 5.2 last time. Before that was his best start of the year. I'd love for him to have a good one, but we'll get to that on the pitching path to victory. Some housekeeping before this game. The Yankees reactivated Aroldis Chapman. Ryan Weber got DFA'd. No other news, right? I saw somebody mention Tyler Wade, and he was on the team. He's on the taxi squad. I don't think any move has happened there. Still him. Still Peraza on the roster. Not in the lineup tonight. My thoughts on the lineup, which we will go over. We will go over the lineup. I'll tell you what I'm watching for. We will do the pitching path to victory, homer draft, over-under. I'll give you a premonition, and then I will stand up. Yeah, it looks like still Peraza. Tyler Wade, don't know if he's still on the taxi squad. We're going to see guys come back soon. I think it's going to be I think it's going to be that Tuesday, but they left the door open on potentially Rizzo at least coming back. The main thing from the lineup, like I said, it's been kind of the same group the whole way. Hicks is in there again. It seems like I guess he has stumbled into another chance. Left field in the playoffs remains up for grabs, even if they wanted to get funky and do like Harrison Bader in left, even though we're all expecting him to be in center. I guess Hicks is getting one more crack at it, unless Benintendi's good to go come the playoffs. They need somebody to do it, and I guess it'll be Hicks. I think they'll like Tilo off the bench. Maybe it's... I guess Marwin's got to be in that mix. I would say Oswaldo's in the mix, but they haven't tossed him over there. So that's weird. You'd think they would... If Oswaldo Cabrera in left is going to be an option, Yankee Stadium left field is very noteworthy. It's basically another center field, which is why I think there's a chance that it could be Bader. There, Judge in center when he does come back. I just can't shake it. I wouldn't be mad about it, but it feels like try Oswaldo out over there. I would not mind seeing that. Hopefully my stream's at it. I'm just on Wi-Fi in my apartment. So I don't know. I haven't noticed anybody complain yet. I think it's good. So I don't know. I guess Hicks is getting another shot, which it's fine. Who else really is it going to be? I guess my vote would have been for Andujar, but maybe they're going to go all defense, which I know is ironic because last time we saw Hicks like starting, he started the Boston game, but you know, he very recently had some misplays in left field at Yankee Stadium. So I understand the irony there, but I'm guessing they want a defense first guy in left, or they at least want to be very confident in it, which on the whole, I guess they would still believe in Hicks for that. So, hopefully his confidence gets up. Because if he's good, that would be good. Hot take. I guess it's kind of all the thoughts there. It's sort of also what I'm watching for on both sides of the ball. Like, Hicks, show me what you got, kid. Someone's going to have to play left field in the playoffs. It still could be Benny. So sort of lumped in my thoughts on the lineup with the what to watch for. I'm excited to also watch for Frankie Montas, but that brings us to the pitching path to victory. Frankie's on the mound, like I said. Broke 100 pitches for his first time as a Yankee. First time since the injury. First time June 5th was the last time. Nope. Wow, what a bad job reading. June 28th was the last time he had thrown over 100 pitches. As a Yankee, he's at 64, 78, 92, 92, 91, 93, so it seemed to be a clear, 90 threshold. They bumped him up to 106 last time, so I'm guessing he can throw 100 pitches again, given the extra days off. I think, fortunately, the Yankees can let him battle through six innings, just get through six. Because while winning the games are good and important, they have that little bit of a cushion again. They have all the tiebreakers as well, which helps with everybody relevant. So I'm penciling him in for six is the point. That the Yankees have some room to fiddle. I think plays into we'll see Aroldis Chapman at some point tonight. I would guess that'll be the eighth inning, so then pick your flavor for the seventh. I'll go ahead and predict it's Ron Marinaccio. He hasn't pitched this week. Sunday we last saw him. I don't think anyone should be straight up unavailable besides Clark. Clay and Johnny pitched both games in Boston, but there are off days on either side of that, so I think either would be available. Probably don't want to use both tonight. You want one available for tomorrow, because if one of them gets used tonight, I think they're unavailable the next day. Because then that would be pitching 3 out of 4. You don't want them to go to 4 out of 5. So I'll say the path is something along the lines of, oh man, Lou Trevino hasn't gone in a while either. So it'll be, I think it'll be something along the lines of Montas for 6, Marinaccio, probably Chapman for the 8th, Clay for the 9th, and Trevino is probably going to be the guy to bail out Chapman. If things get hairy or they only want him throwing 10 pitches or something like that. I don't think the Brewers lineup's out yet. Giving one more refresh. Oh, it is. It is. Adrian Hauser will pitch for them. He's good if you aren't aware. They're going Yelich, Adamas, Rowdy, Tellez. You'll remember Adamas from the Rays. You'll remember Hunter Renfro batting 4th from the Rays and Red Sox days. Colton Wong at 2nd. Andrew McCutchen, old friend at DH. Jace Peterson, old friend at 3rd base, batting 7th. Omar Narvaez is catching. And Garrett Mitchell, who isn't in my book, is their center fielder, batting 9th. People keep saying the word Peraza. And it's really throwing me off, chat. Did something happen with him, or you just want him in here? That's just you wanting him here? But that's fair. He is with the team, but wanting him to play. I'm guessing that's all that is. That brings us to the Homer Draft. The Homer Draft. Chat gets the first pick. Discuss amongst yourselves. I will be taking whoever Feo says. The chat, you guys have the first pick. Feo gets the final word. Final word on it. I recommend you guys take Aaron Judge. Just the way I feel about it. So I'm seeing some Trevies. Saw Hicks. People are saying Judge. Feo gets the final word on it. Hicks, Stanton, Judge, Judge, Stanton, Judge all day. But you need Feo to say it. IKF gets 4 hits tonight. Donaldson, Hicks, Trevino, Glaber. Feo picks Josh Donaldson. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Bold take. I'll take Judge. I'll take Aaron Judge. Heartless. One guy I don't think I saw anyone else in the chat say, but Feo gets the vote. That's my guy. I'm taking Judge on the return trip. I'll take Gleyber Torres. Dude's hot. And I went. He didn't get picked by my side of the aisle in Boston. So Feo gets one more pick. He cannot pick Josh Donaldson, Judge, or Glaber. I would recommend Giancarlo Stanton, but that's not a must. So whatever Feo says, Praz off the bench, Trevi in all caps. This is a big pick coming. Stanton is Waldo. So let's see who he picks. Can't pick Judge. Come on, man. You know that. Come on. Feo, you're better than that. You know the rules. You guys have Josh Donaldson, and he picks Trevino. So you, the chat, have Donaldson and Trevino. I have Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres. Pleasure doing business with you. You guys bested me last time. Judge's 2 homer game. That was tough. But also, you guys had the first pick, so that's fair. I didn't have a chance. Let's see what the over-under is. Again, Feo's going to have the final say. You guys can submit your picks. The over-under is 8 flat. And I'm going to pound some overs. I think the Yankees are going to let guys work through innings and get to pitch counts. I think Judge is going to homer in this one. So I'm going to take the over. We might even just see like weird bullpen stuff. I think that's on the table. Probably not. But I'd like it if the Yankees just blow them out and like it's overs from both the Yankees scoring a bunch and them like being able to throw guys that like we don't care about the results of them. And they're just trying to get through it. So whatever Feo says on over under, a lot of people saying easiest over, but I'm seeing some unders in the chat. Montas 7 shutty, it's reasonable. That's reasonable. Can get to some weird bullpen, but whatever Feo says is final. I need him to say the word over or under. Come on. BBD solo pregame shows like a reward. Thanks, Jordan. Feo's on the under. We are different. Cool. Cool beans, man. All right. Do I have any premonitions? Lineup. Let me look at the lineup. See if anyone's calling to me. Oh. Dang, I don't like what I saw. But I do. I saw Marwin just hitting one on the screws. But it's like a line drive right to the first baseman. Like Marwin's lining out tonight. That's what I've got. Comment your premonition in the chat if you're watching this later. Tweet it at me if you want. Also, like, I don't know. Let me know what I should do for dinner tonight in the comments. That's a decision I have to make soon. It's Friday night. I ain't making anything. So it will be something I order. So I don't know. Go leave that in the comments. Go... the Yankees. Let's try to just keep winning games because it's more fun. But it's nice to have the pressure off, man. Pressure's off. Go the Yankees. I love you all. Tell me what to order for dinner in the comments. Tell me I did a good job if you think I did a good job. I don't want you to lie. But if like you really hated it, like I'll keep that to yourself, man. I don't need that negativity. All right. I love you all. Have a good game. Bye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.